Now time for locker room chat with Frankfort girls basketball coach Brian Ebert after a pair of wins from this past week. And coach, we start off with that first game versus Troy. You win that one 51-30. You guys were able to shut down their leading scorer in Harper Wettstein, held her to 13 points after she averages about 22 a game. And offensively, you say you could probably do a little bit better, but ultimately you guys get the win by 20 plus.
Yeah, I thought, you know, our girls were really aware of where she was at. We knew going in that, you know, she could put up 30 if you're not aware and just, you know, knowing all the time. But I thought, you know, like Emma Hardwick did a good job guarding her. Hattie Gross guarded her a little bit. Breely Ebert guarded her a little bit. So I thought, you know, those three, they did a really good job of, just basically knowing at all times where she was and not allowing her to get some good open looks, which she did, even though she hit a couple of deep threes. But she's a good player. She can really pull the ball, you know, shoot it from 20, 25 sometimes. So it's kind of tough to guard her when she's that far from the basket. So I thought our girls did a good job.
And then you followed that up with a 70-46 win over Onega, and you were able to get your starters a little bit of rest in this one about halfway through the third quarter. And you said defensively you feel like that the girls that came in could have done a little bit better defensively, but overall, again, another sizable win for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of made it a little bit of a run there in the third quarter. We put them on the foul line. You know, they shot 11 of their 16 free throws in that quarter, so... You know, we could do a little bit better defensively in that quarter, but, you know, all in all, we played well. You know, Hattie Gross had 24, hit four threes. Sydney Wop had a good game, had 19 points. Ashlyn Dollinghouse hit some threes for us. So, you know, when you get that scoring where out of three people in double figures, you know, things are going to happen and they're usually good. So I was happy for our girls to play well. You know, you never know about those teams that, you know, like Omega has one loss. Well, I told them going into, you don't think that they want to win another game or two. So, you know, you got to be ready for everybody. And that's what we're going into every game of understanding that everybody wants to get a win and definitely want to get a win against you. So.
Yeah. And we talked about this after you guys' Centralia game, after that one playing teams in the bottom half of the league moving forward, you still have to execute every single night. And so far you've done that very well. You guys are 3-0 against those teams since you guys lost to Centralia. You guys have two more up ahead with Washington County on Friday and then Lynn at home against Monday. Two teams that are actually playing pretty good basketball at the moment for you guys. And you guys will get them kind of at a, I wouldn't say a bad time, but they are both playing pretty good basketball right now. So are there specific things that you are wanting your team to accomplish in these last two games of the regular season?
Well, we just talked about coming out and playing intense every night for four quarters. That's the big thing. Just bring your intensity because this is the time of the season, you know, you need to be amping it up even just a little bit more every game, every day. So, that's the big focus is just find that intensity and keep that intensity. You know, I think, you know, we can play with anybody in the state as long as we have that, but sometimes maybe we don't have that as well as we need to. So, that's the big thing, just coming out and ready to play. You know, Washington County is a good team that we're going to have to be ready to play on their home court. So I'm sure they're going to shoot the ball extremely well. And then home against Lynn, who is a fairly young team, but you know, they have done some good things this year. So you know, like you said, it doesn't get any easier for us.
And Frankfort can still possibly get a split of the TVL title if they went out and Centralia loses out. But kind of just taking one thing, one game at a time for you guys. And next week we'll reconvene and talk about that. Plus, on top of that, we'll have sub-state brackets to talk about as well coming up next week. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck this week.
All right. Thank you, Jared.
That was Frankfort Girls with basketball coach Brian Ebert here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.